What's up, girl?
Hey, girl. What's up with you?
Oh, I'm busy, but let's go.
All right. Hello, everyone. Welcome to From the Hip with Dawn Burks and
Tonnell Hobbs.
We are here. We're going to talk about some stuff. It's some stuff that's been sticking in my craw.
There's a lot to talk about.
It's some stuff that's been making me upset.
Well, let's kick it off with the gorilla.
Yes. Harambe.
Wow. Oh, yeah, that is his name, right?
Yes, that's his name.
Okay, I was quite furious when this first came out.
Tell me.
The reason why I was furious, because I felt like mama should have been doing a better job with that lady.
Well,
I know kids can get away from you, but that kid scaled about like 3 or 4 different obstacles to get up in that pen.
But you know 3-year-olds and 4-year-olds,
yeah,
they move like lightning.
You got to keep your hand on them.
You do, but when you got 3 others?
But the baby had warned her, I'm going in that water.
The baby said he wanted to go in the water, and she told him no.
She probably should have took him at his word, because he probably was good for it.
She told him no and no and no. They talked to the woman who was right there beside them, who didn't have a quarter in that dollar.
The reason why it's tragic, obviously, there's the animal's dead. And, you know, some people have went off on the zoo, and I don't blame the zoo, because if that would have turned out another type of way and he would have hurt that little boy,
we would have had a different conversation.
They would have been so angry. Like, how could you think about the 8 for the boy? I mean, he was so big. He could have snapped that little boy in half like that.
And it would have been like, you know, do you remember Lenny with the bunny? No, probably not. Mm-hmm. Anyway, think about it this way. A big child with a baby doll.
Yeah.
That's basically what this gorilla was. Yeah. This gorilla was like, oh, they gave me a new toy.
Well, I get to play with his mind.
But if he had shook him a little, or maybe separated his head from his body to the gorilla, it would have just been a broken toy.
I know. Well, what do you think about mama? I mean, what do
Listen,
you, I guess she's not going to sue now.
All I'm going to say is I'm not going to vilify this mother for this. Yes. Yeah. But when has it become when we want to blame mamas for everything? Where was his mama? We going back in time. Where was Hitler's mama? What did she do? Where was Mussolini's mama? What did she do? Where was this child mama? Listen, and then some news organization, I'm not even going to give them the dignity of calling them by their name, actually had a headline that says something about the father had a criminal past. Drug dealers get to take their children to the zoo, too. And when they go to the zoo, they should have a mild expectation of safety. And I'm sorry, this gorilla, people talking about, Ricky Gervais, the comedian, actually tweeted out that the gorilla was a better parent than the mother.
That's wrong.
Number one, he doesn't even understand the racist implications of what he just said. Number two, y'all telling me that this gorilla mattered more to you than this little black boy? Yes, I said it. You telling me this? Because I think there's a correlation here.
Oh, shoot.
I mean, girl, let me get up on my soapbox here. Because
we get a black boy. I thought he was.
He was a little boy.
Okay.
But he was a brown boy. And
what race? Do you remember the race? Did they? I couldn't tell from.
Oh, the gorilla? He was a silverback.
No. The boy. The boy.
Yes.
What race?
He's a black boy.
Okay, I can't tell from the video. Looked Asian. Okay, but go ahead.
And his mama. All I'm saying is that, wild animals do wild things. This gorilla at any moment could have gone gorilla.
I think that the zoo acted. I mean, it was painful. I think the zoo, I am an animal
lover. It was painful,
lover.
Right.
But the zoo
made the decision it had to make, because they even said that if they had used the tranquilizer doesn't work like y'all see it in the movies.
They had no choice. And, I mean, you're right. We got to give mama, until we can get all the facts, give mama the benefit of the doubt that she actually was watching the kids.
And look,
I guess I'm speaking for somebody who's around people that I don't feel like they watch their kids well enough, because they too busy in their phones and trying to take selfies.
But you know what? She had 3 other kids. She was probably too busy.
Was he with her?
She had 4 kids. The husband was there too.
Okay. Well,
but still, that's 2 kids each. And if any of them are rambunctious, I mean, listen, my little Faith.
I mean, I'm going to have my hand on my toddler. 3-year-old. My daughter was not out of my sight. Or she, you know what? She was in that stroller. Throw him in the stroller.
Look, like a friend of mine said, she lost her child twice in the mall. Y'all going to come after her next?
How old is the kid?
Every time we go to Walmart, it used to be a couple of years ago. It used to be every time we went to Walmart, I had to do it. Look, they knew my name. I go up. They renamed it from Code Adam to Code Faith.
See, I'm probably overprotective as a parent.
I'm a helicopter mom.
Paranoid.
I am.
So my kid at all times, yeah. I'm going to have my hand on my kid.
But here's the thing.
Or that kid's going to be in the stroller.
But here's the thing.
At
There's
three?
Somebody out there right now, just heard you say that. They calling you names and calling CPS right now to come check on you because you keeping your child too tight.
No, I'm very protective. My husband's
mothers
the same
cannot
way.
Make anybody happy. Ain't nobody happy
I guess
with the job
would,
that mothers
I,
do.
You're right. We need to know more. But that baby didn't just scale one thing to get over there.
But
that baby scared about three or four obstacles to make it down there.
That fence ain't that high.
Yeah, but he did have to go through a moat and everything else to get down there, right?
No. The gorilla grabbed him and dragged him through the moat.
Yeah, but to get down to the moat.
That was full of gorilla caca, by the way.
But to get down to the moat, he went over like
and
three things.
And people were talking about... Oh, and I'm talking about the comments online. Like, I'm not even worried about that stuff because you know what? That's in the past that happened. The comments online, people are too fast to jump to conclusions about people's parental abilities.
I got to hear more. Pass the smell test
but,
for
but
me.
But you know,
on his face.
None of it passed the smell test, including the other people who were talking about the gorilla was trying to protect the boy. Oh, wait a minute. If you had seen a man dragging the boy through some
See,
through
and, when,
a moat
and when he dragged him
poop,
by the foot. I think he dragged him by the foot.
Like a baby doll.
It was almost like he thinks that's a toy.
He did.
And
he thought it was a toy.
People were saying, why don't they tranquilize him? Well, it could have took a while for that. And that sometimes that makes them
it
angry.
It makes them angry.
And you got all these people yelling.
Thank you.
Exciting
it was,
him, you know.
I
they
think
did. The zoo did the right thing.
The zoo, I think, totally did the right thing. I really
I just
think,
wish it could have been prevented. I'm still angry
yeah,
about
but
the
you
whole
know
situation,
what?
Really.
You know what?
Because there is an animal dead. I'm very angry about that.
My brothers had a friend growing up. They were playing in a field because we live in the country. They had no way of knowing that a crop duster was coming and about to spray a field with some pesticide. Mm. That friend got sprayed with the pesticide. Who you blaming there? Are you blaming his parents,
well,
too?
Well, but he didn't just tell mama I'm going to run out and get under the pesticide
they
either.
They told mama they were going to that field.
Mama didn't know pesticide was there. That lady knew that gorilla was under. That baby said, I'm going to get in that water.
But I'm just saying, what happened to just... Now, someone wrote a really
I'm
good
sorry,
article
Dawn,
online.
I can't.
What
I can't,
happened
I got
to
hear more on his face.
Uh-uh.
On his face.
But
on his
see,
face. I've seen too much bad parenting in my life, man.
I've seen a lot of bad parenting. I've probably been a... I've probably been one a couple of times, according to those people's estimations of what a good parent is supposed
more.
To be.
I mean, I don't know if they have video
they were trying
showing,
to, they,
you know.
What they have is an
what the kid was doing before
what
then.
They
what
they have is an eyewitness who they have already talked to, a woman who was standing right there who said point blank there was nothing the mother could have done.
Well, at that point, what could she do? Go jump in there and save the baby? No. But,
I'm just
but
saying,
wasn't that the same lady that heard the boy saying, I'm getting in that water?
I'm still mad about some of the media response.
I'm not.
No, I am. I'm mad at them bringing up the criminal past of the father.
Oh, well,
I'm sorry.
Now that's probably going too
I bet
far.
Ted Bundy went to the zoo.
He did a lot in his
you
life.
You know Ted Bundy went to the zoo.
Yeah, they don't need
I mean,
to really look into that. I mean, I agree
listen,
with that.
All I got to say.
I just really hate that animal's dead.
I hate that he's dead too.
When I first heard about it, I saw the video. My husband said, come and watch it. I said, I don't want to watch it because I know I'm going to get angry.
But okay.
I'm going to be angry
I got another one for you. Baby Jessica went for a walk and ended up in a well. Wasn't nobody worried about her mama.
Was she negligent? I bet you that came up.
I bet it didn't. I bet it didn't. USA Today, People Magazine, CBS News, NBC News, CNN, all set up shop around there to cry about this little poor baby girl down
well,
in the well.
She was stuck in the well.
But you know what? When this little boy was stuck in a gorilla enclosure with a
and
gorilla.
And they killed the gorilla to get him out, so he's fine. The gorilla's dead.
Okay. Everybody cry, and here's my other thing. Everybody want to cry about this gorilla dead.
Oh, man,
Ain't nobody asked one time how the little boy doing.
They already said the little boy was fine. He didn't even need medical care.
Little boy had a concussion.
I know he didn't need medical care.
He had a concussion. He has a concussion because they don't go away that quickly. I've had concussions.
Well,
they're not
can
fun.
Work with concussions. I know that.
They're not fun. I had a concussion during the show one time. Y'all remember?
They probably. Concussion's not fun. I think we're going to get more information. Hopefully there's some kind of
investigation. And y'all tell me y'all ain't going to watch Roots. Y'all better recognize. Uh-oh. They value this gorilla better than they value
no,
you
wait
up.
A minute.
Got me
wait a minute.
Sitting up in my chair.
Why are we going there with this? There's a gorilla dead.
Uh-huh. And his race, as I said before, is a silverback. When wild animals are present, wild things happen. Remember when old boy on the
tell that to people that need to keep their kids under control.
Uh-huh.
They at the zoo. That's his domain.
When wild, that is not his domain.
He should not have got killed in his domain.
Now we get into
he got killed in his domain. That's his home.
That wasn't his home. They stole him from somewhere else and put him in an enclosure that was not his
home.
In fact, they bought him from a man in Texas.
Well, he's dead. So may he rest in peace. And it's unfortunate that he had to die that way over that reason.
I mean, y'all, just come on. Let's just say child services and
the
police have bigger fish to fry than this. The police are saying they've announced that they're doing
a perfunctory investigation. Well, she decided she wasn't going to file charges against the zoo.
There
was speculation.
But the mother wasn't even worried about that. The mother was just happy her son was fine. What the police are saying is all this outcry has made them have to bow down to these people.
Are they still investigating
and say
for
that
possible
they're, that they're investigating.
Criminal?
They're not investigating the zoo. They're investigating what was happening before the child went in the enclosure.
So they're investigating the possible legal criminal action against her. Is that it?
I guess. I think it's just perfunctory. It better be.
Well, there's a lot of outraged people.
Look, I will start a Kickstarter to raise her bail because, listen.
I wouldn't go that far.
All I'm going to say is that.
I ain't donating.
Is that certain children can get away from anybody.
Well,
I got one of those.
I know, but he's not your child.
No,
and
he's
we don't
not.
Know if he.
But
I mean,
you know
the thing
what?
Is, we need more
every
information.
Every child is
I've
our
been
child.
Around too many parents.
Tarnell,
and,
every,
I know,
every child
but
is
I've been
our
around
child.
Too many parents.
We
and
have to look out for our children.
It drives me crazy when they don't watch their kids. Mm-hmm. I know a couple of them. I can't stand it. Mm-hmm. They in their phones. Tweeting, texting, trying to Facebook,
according
trying to take selfies.
According to the witness here, she told him no, said it more than one time, even went into a sentence about why he couldn't do it, and then she turned and then turned back, and when she turned back, he was up over the thing. I'm just saying, it's possible. Faith can get from the floor to the top of a shelf in Walmart in 20 seconds.
Yeah, but we got to talk about discipline of this child then. If mama had to tell him that much and he still did it.
He's a bad child.
I mean, I believe in discipline. I've never whipped my kids, but if I tell them no, they know I mean no.
Yeah, well. It upsets me in an intense level.
I don't even like, I didn't want to see the video.
Because from the moment a woman conceives her child and actually alerts people that she's pregnant, to the moment she or her child is dead, she got to hear why she's wrong.
I wouldn't give her a free pass on this yet, just yet. We got to figure out what's going on.
I'm not giving anybody a free pass.
I've seen too many parents that are bad parents that are not watching their kids.
I'm just saying everybody should take the tactic that you're taking, which is to step back and wait. I'm even agreeing with you.
But I'm glad that the police are looking into it because I think that needs to be done. Because if the police comes back and says kind of what you're saying, mama did everything, I think people will simmer down and they will calm down.
Yeah. And if mama like me, she couldn't lift her leg high enough to get over there to get to it. I'm just saying. Had no choice but to call 911.
And she probably couldn't fit through the stuff that
That's
he fit
what I'm
through,
saying.
Right?
Yeah. She just couldn't. But anyway, I said, I want our listeners to realize that you can't believe everything you read and get off Twitter sometimes and read a real news story like the ones we carry in the Dallas Morning News.
And put your phones down and stop trying to Facebook selfie everything and watch your kids.
Yeah.
Not that she wasn't, but
quit watching your kid through the camera on your phone.
Well, let's talk about some. I wouldn't even say this is more pleasant. I want to move on to Trump University.
Girl!
They were taking old people, broken down people.
God.
The more broken down, the better. I mean, did you? I don't know if you.
I did. He just wants some money.
And I just, but now the breaking news as of about 15 mm-hmm. minutes ago, he wants to reopen Trump University.
You know what?
I think he's trying to show it was good after all. He's dug up a couple people to say it
whatever.
Was good.
Whatever. No, those people are people who were going to succeed anyway,
but he
with or without him.
I think he needs to move on. Try to move on from this. Do not talk about
because
reopening Trump
think
University.
Think about the people who used to work. People who used to work for Trump University have come out and our own record saying that it was a scam and it was just to get money. It was a pyramid scheme.
And there was a whole investigation done.
Yeah.
So
and Trump needs to just he needs to learn to stay quiet.
But is anybody really
about
surprised?
No.
I mean, because Trump's kind of ruthless. We know that he's a shrewd businessman, and that playbook. Was something. Mm-hmm. And I was like, wow, this sounds like it
and,
could be true.
And then I think he's trying to, I'm going to go back to my theory in that Trump never thought his rhetoric would get him this far. He thought that he would have been out of the race and now he's stuck. So he's trying to shoot himself in the foot.
I bet you we have only seen a ditty, eensy bitsy dinty of what's out there.
Yeah.
They, as soon as, well, is Bernie still in the race? Mm.
Yes.
Okay. Well, as soon as Bernie's gone, yes. I guess after California, is that tomorrow? So as soon as it's really Hillary and Trump, especially after the conventions this summer.
Yeah.
I think then, because they're already starting to come out with more and more and more stuff. And I mean, he's had a long life.
And then the way he went off on the reporters the other day when they were asking him about finances, it's like, you don't go off like that unless you have something to hide. And all you're doing is asking them to dig a little more.
Right.
That's all you're doing.
I mean, there's just been, and he's so talkative. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of recordings with him saying things. So a lot of that stuff.
A lot of videos.
Hillary's kind of already been vetted a lot because remember, she ran against Barack Obama, so she went through a lot of this stuff.
And not
already.
Only that, she had to sit in front of a Senate committee.
Oh, my God. But boy, did she work that room. I was impressed.
Listen,
I would have been on the ground crying, saying, please, no more.
Yes, I looked up this morning, I say, I need another candidate. You heard about that guy who was like, they were thinking about might be an independent candidate, some writer.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, the National Review writer. Yeah. He is he's a war veteran. And there was something else that was good. Bill Kristol, the very conservative, mm-hmm. he's the editor of National Review. He kind of found him or whatever. He announced that this was going to be it. Bill Kristol is one of the conservatives that just does not want Donald Trump at all.
Yeah.
Now, if this
him
guy
and
does
O'Reilly.
Run, they just and if the guy does run third party, Hillary's they're going to give it to
yeah,
him.
They're
gonna,
yeah, they're going
to.
Yeah.
And I don't. I think that sometimes the hatred for Trump.
Makes them blind. it does. It makes them do things they wouldn't normally do.
Yeah, it's really fractured that Republican
and party. And what I want to sit Bernie down and have a little talk with him. I understand that he's feeling the burn, and that he's talking about a revolution. But I know you probably haven't watched the Carmichael Show lately, but on the Carmichael Show, the last episode they had the father Joe Carmichael. Played by David Alan Greer, decides he meets Trump in a meat market and decides right then and there that he's going to vote for Trump. Exactly. And the whole show, it becomes a political debate about Bernie, Trump, and Hillary. And the main character made a point about Hillary that I had not thought of, but now I totally agree with. It's amazing that for someone to have that much support and that many supporters that she's completely forgettable. Sometimes it's hard to remember she's running because she's not engaging.
She's not her husband.
She's not Bill.
She just.
Which is good.
I mean, and I don't know. Is there really exciting.
Because America doesn't allow women to have affairs.
But is there really a woman that is exciting right now in politics that you're just like, oh man, she would just woo everybody.
One of them said Sarah Palin. She's like, I thought we were having.
Yeah, but
a
they were making minute. Fun of her,
right? Because the character said, I thought we were having a real discussion.
I know, really, right?
Right.
I mean, I hate to say a serious candidate because mm-hmm. she was the nominee with the Republican Party.
Yeah,
but just somebody to excite the base. I don't know. I still think it's almost a man with some of these politics.
Can we just keep President Obama until we find that person?
Oh, did you see him on the stump yesterday? For
yes.
Going against Trump. See, they made a mistake.
Because now he can say anything he wants. Lame duck president.
Obama's a lethal weapon.
He about because to go, he's about so, to go ethnic on y'all. Girl,
and he's so eloquent. He's eloquent. Right. He don't even have to cuss you out to make you feel like crap.
To make you feel this
small. He leave you thinking afterwards like, oh, wow, that was kind of mean. That was mean.
But I love it because now he can be honest, smooth, and open because he's in the last year of his presidency.
And he's making sense like, okay, think about it, y'all. I mean, it's like, wow. So he's going to be a force to be reckoned with for Hillary.
But
man.
I wish Bernie would just understand that he's undermining the Democratic Party a little bit by doing.
I mean, here's the thing about the only good thing that Bernie has really helped Hillary being in the race, because I do believe that if he wasn't in the race and she had not sealed this up a long time ago, she'd be rusty.
Yeah.
You know, she at least they're getting out there. Bernie's getting people to register to vote.
Yeah.
So he's probably served his purpose. But now it's time to go
bye-bye.
But now it's
time to go bye-bye.
That's what they're telling me. Bernie, good luck. Now, there is talk about possible VP slot.
Bernie's too
old. Hillary, go ahead and give him the VP slot. Go ahead and give it to him.
He's so old.
Yeah, and exactly. So she might outlive Bernie. But Bernie, go ahead, Hillary. Give Bernie the VP slot.
And Bernie and Bernie supporters, I love y'all.
Oh, girl, they're ferocious.
Cause I know
they're like Trump supporters.
I don't need y'all coming at me. I got enough issues. But
well, I mean, it's all exciting. But California's tomorrow. Hillary should seal the nomination. I think she's only 70.
Yeah, but they're saying California is closer than people think.
Yeah,
it is.
But the way the Democratic Party does it, the way they divide up the
California
delegates,
super delegates, right?
Yeah, but the way they divide up the delegates, it's like if he gets 55% and she gets 45%,
she
might
still
get
gets the numbers.
200 delegates and she'll get 100.
Right.
You know,
she still gets the number she needs.
So all she needs is like 70. So that'll be done.
Girl, listen, so much stuff is happening. We got flooding in Texas, which is.
And it's raining right
now.
And
it's raining.
Dallas
and it's just
area.
Not going to stop. And
it's
that poor. Did you see the guy with the Facebook post like minutes before the water overtook his truck and then they finally found his body?
Okay. Yeah.
It was really sad. It's
but
like,
okay, that take it back to social media.
When
once
they
again,
right.
You're about to die, boy.
And you go, that's going to be your
put
epitaph.
Put down that phone. Maybe we need to try to escape.
Maybe
the water's rising. I'm like, fool, you're about to die.
Right.
And unfortunately, he did die.
Unfortunately, he did. They found it's
who
like
who is this
who,
man?
Who does
he
this?
He was young, right? Young guy.
It's just really sad.
Sorry, y'all.
It's kind of like okay, but now that was some funny stuff in the news. Did you see the JetBlue thing where they made the woman change clothes before she got on the plane?
No, I didn't see
she
that.
Had on some short shorts that looked like the volleyball shorts or whatever. And she had on a blouse.
Well, that's every
and she had
high
some,
school and college.
She had on some long socks, right?
Right.
They told her it was inappropriate. She needed to change. Now, I'm mad about that because when I saw the outfit she had on,
right.
I see worse than that on a regular Wednesday on Morrell Avenue.
Are they trying to be the morality police at JetBlue?
And now they've had to apologize to her.
Why are they trying to be the morality
exactly.
Police?
It's like, who? I bought my ticket to get on your plane. As long as I'm not nude
right.
and leaving residue on your seat, I ought to be able to wear what I
exactly.
want.
I mean, I don't get it. I mean, she's dressing like every senior in high school, every college
exactly.
kid.
Every
why are they trying
kid.
To be morality? They just hate.
They just hate.
Was she cute? Did she have a cute body?
Well, it was serviceable.
Oh, okay. They hating him.
Right. They
somebody hating.
And so she had to go spend her money. Who knows? That might have been the last money she had. Spend her money to go to a store and buy some too big shorts because they didn't have anything in her size. Listen, I'm going to tell y'all about the time I went to school and I had on a shirt that said Son of a Beach, B-E-A-C-H. And the principal, does your mother know what you had on this morning? Yes, because she bought it. Well, I'm going to call her. You call her. You know, my mama said, listen, the day you buy her clothes is the day you tell her what she can wear. I'm just saying, they could have at least, if you're going to tell her to change her clothes, you could have at least taken her to one of the shops that had an Armani exchange or something and bought her
exactly.
something for real.
You know, it's just too bad. But, you know, that's what they do. And every now and then we get other airlines that they do that.
Exactly. The airlines, I think the people at the counters are a little out of control. You know how they say you get somebody a uniform and
right.
they think they can run the world.
That's the thing. But, you know, Is the person going to sue, or do you know?
No, I don't think so. I think she's one of those happy-go-lucky types that's just like, okay. Because I think
they, Did the airline apologize?
The airline apologized, right. And they came back, and they gave her like a voucher for a flight somewhere.
Oh, okay. As long as they apologize, because they usually do apologize.
Girl, they need to give her some money for her clothes. But, okay. Now, we got the UCLA gunman who shot. They're still trying to figure that out. He shot a professor, and then he shot himself.
And they found a hit list.
They found a hit list,
and there was actually one of the people on the hit list, they found the body.
Oh.
So hopefully as they go through that hit list, we don't see it anymore.
Yeah, hopefully. Oh, this is so sad. Okay, speaking of some more sad, the Real Housewives of Atlanta. That was a segue from hell, wasn't it?
Girl.
So, okay.
We got to talk about that because I know that's your show.
No.
I know that Don.
It's just making hay for me.
I'm tired of it.
Tarnell, I got bad news for you.
What?
I think we're going to get a season 2.
No, God, no. Who do I write? Who do I talk to?
I have some emails that I will share with you later.
No.
No, I think that Bravo, the network, realizes that this first season is their bad because they told these women that this was going to be a different type of show. And then they changed the name of the show and changed it on the midstream. Mm-hmm. So what we're getting is not representative of what a Housewives franchise would be. So Bravo is probably going to press the reset button.
You told me that, girl, but...
I heard a rumor. I cannot get Bravo to confirm or deny. In fact, I think they are purposely avoiding my email because I got a read receipt, so I know they read it. Mm. They will not confirm nor deny any plans for season 2. But I heard from my society grapevine, because I got peeps too, that the production company is calling people in Dallas to ask them about participation in the show.
Really?
So season 1 is completely done. It's completely filmed.
Well, so we could get new people maybe?
Yes. Because think about it. This year on New Jersey, they're adding 2 people. They added Kim Fields in Atlanta. They added somebody else in Atlanta. They add people to try to shake up stuff.
Well, they need a whole new cast on this one.
Well, right now.
Let's get rid of all the women.
Right now, what's happening is that Leanne is the only one who's like stirring up some mess.
She's the only contentious one. Everybody else is wimpy.
But did you see the promo?
Woman up, y'all.
Did you see the promo for next week? Well, Marie says that Leanne is threatening to kill her.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. And I'm sure it'll all end with
loves
and kisses.
Tarnell doesn't believe y'all.
I'm sure it'll all end with loves and kisses.
Look.
These women are too nice to be on TV.
Look, and probably in the same scene.
They're too nice.
I'm sorry.
They don't have that fire in the belly. I'm mean person.
They don't know how to hold a grudge. A grudge.
Let them leave them alone. Let them go to
They don't know how to hold a grudge. No,
they don't need to be on the show.
Okay, have you been watching Roots?
Girl, Roots is hot.
I told you.
And at first, my husband wasn't going to watch it because he's like, there's some shows you can't remake. Roots is one of them.
But you know
what? That, it's really not, like you said, it's not a remake. It's just, it can stand on its own.
Yeah, it's a retelling.
Girl,
it's
that chicken, George Boy, is cute. Yes, who's playing that role?
His name is Rene Jean Paget.
Ooh, he French.
I don't know, but he's pretty.
But he's so good.
He's pretty. And this is his this is his debut role.
Oh, he's doing a great job.
He's brand new.
Now, the guy playing Kunta Kinte.
Yeah, Malachi Kirby.
He's doing a great
job. He's really good,
isn't
he?
He's nice looking, too.
And Forrest Whitaker is Fiddler.
Forrest Whitaker. You know, Forrest Whitaker had to have some acting chops because he ain't got the looks. Let's go. Let's just lay it out there.
Wait a minute.
I was like, man, he played a great slave. That is not a compliment.
Tommy, I can't even enter into this conversation.
But I'm just... He's so believable.
He is believable. But that's because he's a good actor. Here's the thing. I saw a movie once called Our Family Wedding in which Forrest Whitaker played the father of Lance Gross, who I don't know if you've seen Lance Gross, but he is one tall, fine piece of chocolate.
Okay.
Not to sexualize the man. But he's good looking.
We passed that point, but go ahead.
Right. We are past that point. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is Forrest Whitaker played his father, and Forrest Whitaker was like a Lothario. He believably played.
Oh, wow.
He dressed up. They had him dressed up so nice and clean shaven, and he looked so good. And he and Regina King were just, it was awesome.
Really?
Yes. You need to see it.
He could play. I mean, he is a great actor because he is playing.
He's so good in this role. He's so good
And
in
I think even our Chicken George is more believable than in the old Roots. Because that Chicken George was supposed to be mixed, but he was dark skinned.
Yes, he was.
And I was like, how he get so dark if he mixed?
But honey, the scenes in Africa was so.
Roots is, it's great. Tonight is the last episode, yes, right? Tonight is the last night. This is the last night. And I tell you, they did a wonderful
job. And the ratings for them have been very good. They knew that they would never reach the 130 million people who watched the first one.
Exactly.
Because you can't. Because back then it was only three networks back then. Right. And now it's on pay cable.
And it's on pay cable. Well, I got to run, but I cannot wait to regroup on this. And I can't wait to discuss the whole thing
because it's going to be awesome. Awesome, I think.
Great job, folks. Yeah. All right, girly.
I'm off my soapbox. All right.
Bye. Bye.